Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for singing with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Mary Cantando, the author of The Woman's Advantage, also Leading with Care, a couple of books there. Are those the two, Mary?
Oh, and I've got a few more, you know, and then, of course, we have our calendar, and we've got everything that women need to help them grow their businesses.
At thewomansadvantage.com.
That's right.
All right, so check that out. Mary Cantando, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime Brain Trust member. We're talking about how to blend the resources and the brands and the capability of other people and come together in a way of promoting each other. And Mary does it with her calendar by getting ladies to contribute ideas and thoughts and wisdom to her calendar, but everybody gets featured, and then those calendars get sold and distributed to other people, and it distributes them. You know, and something that we do here on our show, Mary, is, as you know very well, when you're off the show today, after you'll do three live segments with me. We'll take those segments and turn them into podcasts. You'll put them up on your stuff, all over your universe. I'll put it up all over our universe. And then it'll go, who knows where it'll go from there. I mean, and it's because we're working together to provide something that other people can use, but yet we're leveraging each other's network.
And that's exactly right.
That's what you're talking about. And but there's another thing that I want to weave into this conversation, and this is the concept of co-branding with bigger customers, with companies who have a bigger reach than you do. Co-branding. I've been doing it for years, and it works.
That's right. And the key thing is, Jim, there has to be something in it for both sides. It isn't like one of us is doing the other a favor, right?
Right. No, that's right. It's the quid pro quo. It's the classic quid pro quo. But again, it is the way I like to do it is where the product serves a larger group, and it serves them in a way that literally is serving. It's not just selling; it's serving. Now, you sell your calendars, but there's wisdom on every page of those calendars. So that's serving something. You know, my podcasts are free. You know, it doesn't cost you anything to listen to the podcast, but you're getting something out of it if you consume the podcast. And so I think that's where it's really powerful. What do you think?
And it works beautifully on social media these days.
Absolutely. It's custom-made for social media.
somebody gives you a compliment or says something of value, and you put that on social media and you give that person credit and you tag them or you call them out, then they're, of course, going to share that or like it or whatever they're going to do with it, and then it's going to go on and it's going to live, as you say, in their universe as well as in your universe. So it's great to always be looking for opportunities for how you can capitalize on something you've learned from someone else, and always giving them credit, and always being sure that it floats into their universe as well as yours.
Right, absolutely. So, what are some other ways of doing this?
Well, I'll tell you a great way that has worked for me for years is make it easy for other people to promote your business by giving them templates and tools that they can do
technology.
That. So for example, what's that?
And maybe even technology, like some kind of a. I mean, that's what we do when we give you our podcasts. All you have to do is copy the code, and the technology is there. We give you the content and the technology.
Right. You give us a widget, and then we can just take that widget and put it. We can put it on our website.
Yep.
We can put it on our social media. Send it out in emails. Put it in newsletters. Those kind of things. And I will give people the exact text that they can edit or even just cut and paste if they want to. The thing is, you have to make it easy for people, because people are always going to think, oh, yeah, I'll do that when I get time. But if you make it so easy and so quick and so idiot-proof, they'll do it right then. And that's the difference between it getting done and not getting done. So just give them templates. I give them press release templates. I give them, here's a way you can share this on Facebook. Here's a way you can share this on Twitter. And just make it so easy for them to do it that they'll think, oh, this is easy. I'll do this right now.
And, you know, I was talking about the co-branding earlier. The other thing that you do, if you've got a bigger customer and you've got an idea, you've got some kind of a something, resource of some kind, anything that you come up with that you think that your larger customer not only would benefit but would like to tell their customers about, then you produce that in a ready-to-eat form, put your brand on it, put their brand on it, and, you know, you get give them, before you distribute it, you show them, you don't distribute it without them approving the use of their brand. But you mock up a version of this, whatever it is that you're going to distribute. And then you say, hey, what do you think about this? And they say, well, I like that. Well, okay, we're giving it to you. Do whatever you want to with it. And then they probably, and I've had those big customers that say, we'll send this to everybody we know.
Yes.
But it goes out in your format with your logo and their logo on it, and it's co-branding.
Exactly. I'm doing that exact thing right now with an online course that we're developing. And we're talking to a couple of different banks, and we're talking to
different national groups. Mary, I call it the Forrest Gump effect. Forrest Gump always showed up behind all the important people in the movie?
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm Forrest Gump with my little co-branding strategy. I'm Forrest Gump behind, you know, these big companies. See?
I love it.
Yeah. So hold on to that thought. Mary, I need your website one more time, quickly.
Womansadvantage.com.
Womansadvantage.com. Quick break, right back with Mary Contendo. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.